largest highway calling for the resignation of the embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello. Monday's protests marked the 10th consecutive day of demonstrations on the island. Reuters' Jahara Juarez has details.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans filled the streets of San Juan Monday in an unrelenting push to force their governor out. The demonstrations come a day after Governor Ricardo Rossello said he will not run for re-election next year, but stopped short of resigning.
To each Puerto Rican man and woman, I have heard you and I hear you today. I have made mistakes and I've asked for forgiveness.
Outside the governor's palace, activists listened on their phones as Rossello gave his speech, which only added fuel to the fire.
Anger is growing in Hong Kong over an attack on pro-democracy protesters by suspected gangsters that left dozens of people injured. A cell phone video on social media shows white-clad assailants alleged to be triad gangsters attacking commuters with pipes and poles at a Hong Kong subway station on Sunday. Beijing officials said the Chinese government firmly supports the Hong Kong government in taking all necessary measures to punish the criminals. Beijing also reiterated it firmly opposes any foreign interference and any wanton accusations of Hong Kong's internal affairs. Hospital officials say 45 people were injured in the violence, with one in critical condition. Activists and local politicians accused police on Monday of a slow response to the violence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As former special counsel Robert Mueller prepares to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and Intelligence Committees on Wednesday, one thing appears to be certain. The veteran prosecutor and former FBI director will not be revealing anything that's not in his final report to Attorney General William Barr. AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek reports that Democrats want former special counsel Mueller to testify before Congress to make sure people who have not read the report get a chance to hear the information it contains.
Democrats think that Americans haven't actually read the report, so they really want him there so they can ask him questions and have him explain what his report found. Mueller has said that he's probably not going to go beyond what he actually wrote in the report, but Democrats, to an extent, don't even care. They just want him to explain it and to bring that back into the American consciousness.
As political frenzy builds over one of the most highly anticipated congressional hearings in recent memory, there's a reminder of the key findings of the report and speculate on how members of Congress will try to steer the hearing to their advantage. The United States and Pakistan are jointly seeking a way to end the war in Afghanistan. That's according to U.S. President Trump, speaking alongside Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office on Monday. The Pakistani Prime Minister declared that this is the closest we've been to peace deals in Afghanistan. There's no military solution there. In the coming days, Khan added that there are hopes of getting the Taliban to speak to the Afghan government. Khan complimented Mr. Trump for his efforts, saying he has forced people to end the war to have a settlement, adding Pakistan has an important role to play as it shares a 2,400-kilometer border with Afghanistan. Trump, during his White House discussion with Khan, declared that if he wanted to win the war in Afghanistan, he could win it in a week. The United States and Iran pushed full steam ahead each, country launching the new round of verbal volleys as military tensions between Tehran and the West rose to new heights Monday. AP Sagar Magani says that President Trump denies Iran's story that has arrested 17 people in the past year for spying for the United States.
An Iranian intelligence official says the recruits were all Iranian nationals arrested over the past months for spying on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites.
That's totally a false story. That's another lie.
The report comes amid rising tensions between the nations over the president pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. Asked if Washington's closer to a deal or armed conflict, he says Iran doesn't know which way it's going.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.